Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You look at his skill set, you look at his capabilities, in every way should become a better football player than I was. Maybe the numbers may not say it ultimately. I just think he is really talented and he has a chance to be great. The key is you need help. You need an offensive line that can go out there and get the job done. You need a quarterback that can help keep that eighth man out of the box and you can throw the football.
I mean, that's a lot because obviously that's a Hall of Famer. Not only that, but he's just a great person. I actually was with him. Oh, he's actually going to come here today, actually. We're going to break down a couple of film. I actually reached out to him. You know, for him to say all that, it's such an honor.
Jerome Bettis from his golf tournament on Monday before Joey Porter tried to beat Chris up. And then Najee Harris responding today on NFL Network. I'm getting together to watch film with Jerome Bettis. It's pretty cool that he'd say that about me, that he said, I should become better than him. Chris Muller.
Hey, Pony.
Hi there.
How are you?
NFL Network brought that quote to Najee Harris's attention today when he was on with them, and the host of that show, Kay Adams, got our radio station wrong.
What did she call it, 97.3 The Fan?
Rookie. He also said to Pittsburgh's 97.3 The Fan, quote,
come on, Kay. I like Good Morning Football. I've tweeted the Good Morning Football crew that when Lennox was a little tight.
Peter Schrager follows you on Twitter.
Yeah, except he doesn't. I think I'm muted. I don't know why he ever followed me. I tweeted them a picture once of Lennox watching Good Morning Football when he was a very little pup.
And did they put it on TV?
They all loved it. They didn't
put
it on TV.
Wait, they put it on the air?
No, they didn't put it on the air, but they all like appreciated that I would say nice things
about
their
show. Well, what do you mean? How do you know they appreciated it?
Because
they
were
tweeted
like, responded. Yeah, a couple of them responded
like
back
who?
To me. I think Will Selva did.
Who the hell's that?
He does a lot of their like on location reports during that show.
So he's like the Josh Roundtree of Good Morning Football?
Yeah, I mean, Roundtree's...
That's not a huge endorsement.
Oh, you're talking bad about Roundtree?
I'm not denigrating Roundtree.
Now you're suggesting that Roundtree is not big news,
you
big
just
shakes.
Made it sound like, you
I think
know,
they
Nate
all,
Burleson
I think a couple of them favored it, too. I think I got a couple favorites from the quote-unquote bigger
not
names.
Even a retweet?
I think I got favorites from the Andrew Filipponis of
Craig,
Good Morning Football.
Craig, isn't that a slap in the face? A like and a favorite instead of a retweet? You might as well just pretend like you didn't even see it.
Doesn't carry the same weight.
People do more liking now than retweeting.
I'm not a fan of that.
Why? You don't like anything.
Yeah, I do. I like some of the stuff you put out there. Your Yard Barker picks.
More ironically than
I like
anything.
Last week's Yard Barker picks.
Yeah, because they were 3-13. Thanks for reminding me. Anything else for me today? You got anything else?
You know, I've got to be careful what I say this segment. I really do. I gotta bite my lip. I might need Craig to go get me either a Band-Aid or something. Uh-oh. Because I think I might start bleeding in this segment. I'm going to bite down on either my tongue or my lips so hard. I'm going to be gushing blood all over the 93.7thefan.com video stream.
You can't put a Band-Aid in your mouth.
Well, then what? Gauze?
I don't know. Something. You just have to... Yeah, you'd have to fill up your mouth with gauze or cotton and not talk for 4 hours.
Okay. Well, then our listeners might only get me for the next 10 minutes.
Because you're going to be biting your tongue.
Unless I'm able to show remarkable restraint. Jerome Bettis is forcing me to want to say negative things about Najee Harris. And I don't want to do that right now. I already did that before the draft. I didn't want the Steelers to draft him. He's now coming off his best game. He's a super likable guy that's already very omnipresent and active in the community and doing good things. And he's super fun and very respectful and all those things. Hard worker, blah, blah, blah. But Jerome Bettis, the bus, who was kind enough to have us out at his golf tournament, is forcing me to say negative things about Najee, and I just don't want to do that.
In what way is he forcing you to say anything negative?
Oh, come on. One great game, and this guy can be better than me. I'm in the Hall of Fame when I retired. I was one of the top five leading rushers of all time.
Didn't Jerome say in there that he thinks Najee's numbers won't maybe reflect it, but that the talent there is just prodigious? I read that as more a commentary on his natural abilities. See, I should be the one with my tail between my legs.
He should be better than me,
Chris. I said he was going to be Eddie Lacy 2.0.
Okay, guess what? What's more asinine? What's more outrageous? Saying a guy off a 100-yard game is going to be better than a Hall of Famer, or saying that a guy is going to be a running back, not bust. Eddie Lacy got off to a great start in his career and then started eating garlic knots and fried foods too much and ate himself out of the league, Chris.
Mm.
Had he been able to show more restraint, if he had a stricter diet, he might still be playing right now.
If he was more diligent and disciplined.
Yes.
If he showed up to work earlier.
I mean, Craig, isn't this a little bit overboard from Bussy? Just a touch, a tad bit? Can't we see him do it a few more times than one game? I mean, that's where the bar is right now, where a Hall of Famer looks at Najee Harris and says, he might end up in Canton one day.
My biggest problem with the Najee Harris pick is that as good as he might end up being, it's probably going to be for 4 or 5 years here. 5 years. And then he's going to be gone, because that's the way running backs tend to go in this league. And so if you are saying, yeah, you'll get 5 really good years of a running back, I'm not like enthused about that. You know who I would have loved?
But if he's a Hall of Famer, you better get more than 5 good years. You don't go into the Hall of Fame unless you're Terrell Davis off of 4
who's
or Gale
go into,
Sayers.
What current running back? You know who could go in right now off of essentially 5 years is Derrick Henry, probably. If he finishes this year the way it looks like he's going to finish it, you could put Derrick Henry in.
See, I think with running backs, they're so great so early in their careers that we rush to put them in the greatest of all time company, and then like 3 years later, like Todd Gurley,
they're watching NFL games from home. Don't you have to rate them differently because the shelf life is so short? I mean, you almost have to have a different set of criteria for them. Or there are just very few,
but
if any, Hall of Fame running backs.
But that's what made Bussy so special, longevity. He kept going and going and going and going.
All due respect to Bussy, one of my biggest, I came around, I think, to the idea that he was a Hall of Famer, but one of the things that frustrated me was people said, well, he stuck around and he got that Super Bowl, and he had that 900-yard season at age 32, but man, if you stop his career at age after his 29-year-old season, I think he's a much stronger candidate. Because he's got better-looking numbers overall.
But I think compiling at the running back position is more impressive than the other ones because of the physical demands of the position.
It suggests that the team nowadays that is paying you thinks that it's worth it to keep on paying you even though they don't really do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's more of a show of faith from your team that they think you're worth it. And now guys who play that position understand that they're not really going to see that big payday, so it gets acrimonious pretty quick. Unless a guy's a first-round pick and is going to make decent first-rounder money. Look at Le'Veon Bell here. I mean, it's impressive, but I also just think that they're going the way of the dodo bird in the NFL, like the long
the
ten-
what?
The dodo bird? You've never heard that expression, have you?
Craig, you use that expression at all?
I have used that, yep.
And what are you usually attempting to do when you say that?
Say something's gone extinct.
The days of the...
What happened to the dodo bird? We killed it for sport and then they were all gone? Is that the backstory there?
I don't know if we killed it for sport so much as
what was its natural predator out there?
Things evolved.
What was eating it? What was killing it off?
The dodo killer.
Was it like the urbanization of America?
I think they were on the Galapagos Islands.
Craig,
they were killed for food.
Where are the Galapagos Islands, Craig?
You know what? It was an extinct, flightless bird.
Craig,
because it could not fly, it ceased to exist.
Give me the closest continent to the Galapagos Islands.
I have absolutely no clue.
Give me just
a
guess here.
Also, the dodo bird was in Madagascar and Mauritius.
Okay, so if it's in Madagascar, where is Madagascar, Craig?
Come on, Craig.
Galapagos Islands?
No. Madagascar. We've moved on.
Oh, I was going to say Galapagos Islands. I just cheated and looked it up, so I wanted to give you that.
What continent do you think Madagascar is associated with? The country of?
I have no. I'll go somewhere near Europe.
I love it.
I don't think you could have said a funnier continent.
I absolutely love it.
I think you actually hit the funniest answer there, which is somewhere near Europe.
I love it.
Honey, let's take a tour of London, and then let's flit over to Madagascar.
I didn't say how close.
A romantic week in Paris?
London, Barcelona, and Madagascar.
Just a bit outside.
Oh, man. You know,
my point is the guys who got the opportunity that Bettis got are extinct now because the NFL has changed wildly. If you had put
I don't agree with that.
Wait, so a 280-pound bowling ball with nimble feet would get the same opportunity Bettis did?
Well, but okay, so maybe I'm confusing what you're trying to say. Like, Frank Gore just got done playing football. Guys can still,
When was the last time Frank Gore was like a true feature back who was getting 30 touches a game or something?
Maybe
at 25.
Maybe 2 years ago?
Were they good?
No, but like, when that is such a, like, Jerome Bettis, God bless him, he's willing to put a big opinion out there. He believes in this guy. But based on five games, it's just such a, to me, I love Jerome, but it's just, to me, such an absurd thing to say. Because, like, you can maybe twist this into a positive or negative, but I think it's true right now. You can make the case at this very moment that Najee Harris is a better running back than Saquon Barkley, Dalvin Cook, and Christian McCaffrey. And why is that? Because those three running backs are having a very hard time staying healthy. And doesn't that tell you something about, like, the value in using either draft capital or signing running backs to second contracts? That already McCaffrey, Barkley, and Dalvin Cook, maybe what guys that went 1, 2, 3 in fantasy drafts, are already super banged up. And like, it wasn't that long ago that with all three of those guys, we were saying, oh my God, they're incredible. They're probably going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the position has, nobody said that because everyone understands now
about McCaffrey
now that the
or Barkley?
That the position is fungible.
Well, so that's, I would not paint with that broad brush. Because the Steelers still picked a running back in the first round, so clearly
and you
not
and
every-
I both, oh my God, you and I both ripped them for it,
but
because the position
I know,
is fungible.
You said everyone knows the position is fungible. No, they don't.
Well, apparently, yes. Kevin Colbert is one of 31 GMs who does not know that. Or Rashad Penny up in Seattle being drafted in the first round as their version of their running back version of Terrell Edmonds, third round grade. First
Ed Bouchette's going to join us in 3 hours.
I know, and Ed's going to lecture me and tell me I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
He wrote
about
a column this week off of one game that said, "See, this is why they used Najee. This is why they picked Najee in the first round."
And I saw Ed write that, and I didn't understand why there was. The only way I could understand Ed writing that or that sentiment being out there, this is why they picked that guy in the first round, is because I believe after the game, the offensive line's performance was broken down thusly. They basically man-blocked the entire defensive front of Denver.
Yep.
I think Kabali wrote this. And just let Najee Harris sort of pick and choose where to go. And yes, that is maybe where if you have a Najee Harris versus a Benny Snell, there is going to be an obvious pronounced difference. But one game doesn't justify a first-round pick when nobody else really does it. In retrospect, McCaffrey wasn't even a good idea as a first-round pick. Because, yeah, the skill set translates to what they want running backs to do, but his stature's not enough,
and
obviously.
He missed almost all of last year, and he can't get on the field now. And look at the Vikings week to week wondering about Dalvin Cook.
Or Alexander Mattison.
What did he do last week? He went off.
I understand
that. You
know
what I mean? Like,
but then what's he maybe liable to do in 2 weeks? Be on the IR for 3 weeks?
I know, like, I think in one breath it's impressive that Najee Harris might already be better than some of the elite running backs in the NFL. But on the other hand, I see guys like James Robinson in Jacksonville and Tony Pollard in Dallas, and I'm like, I'm not even sure Najee Harris is better than those guys. You know what I mean? Like, one of them was an undrafted rookie last year who went for 1,000 yards on an offense that sucked, and Pollard backs up Elliott, but every time he touches the ball, I'm like, holy crap, this guy is good. He's incredible.
I wonder if you ask Jerome, just because he does say in there that it's about your offensive line helping you too. I wonder what he would say about like Nick Chubb. Would he say that Nick Chubb could be better than him?
I mean, he couched it, but the soundbite or the headline there is, this guy should become better than me. I'm seeing skills.
That's a commentary on talent.
I'm seeing skills in Najee Harris that I didn't have.
That's an evaluation he's of. Saying, not he's going to have a better career.
Okay, he's saying he has Hall of Fame skills, right? I mean, that's what that
okay,
means.
Okay, here, I'll give you this. Le'Veon Bell's the most talented Steelers running back I've ever watched with my own two eyes, including Najee Harris. Pure talent.
And Bettis?
Pure ability. Yes. Bettis has had a very special attribute for being as big as he was. He had incredibly quick, nimble feet. Le'Veon Bell could line up against cornerbacks and win pass routes while also taking like blocking where there was no hole and like basically teleporting 15 yards down the field. He's the best running back I've ever seen, most talented running back, I should say, I've ever seen suit up for the Steelers. Does that make him the best? No. Jerome Bettis, if we're going by compiling statistics here and piling up yardage, he's the best. I just read it from Bettis. I heard that comment, and I said, that's a commentary on what he thinks this guy's talent level is more than anything. Because Jerome Bettis is a Steelers legend, is an NFL Hall of Famer, It's never bad business for him to say he'll be better than me. Because that gets Steelers fans who you would imagine Jerome wants to keep happy and always be on the good graces of very much on his side. Does it not? That's all it is, though. It's a commentary on how talented the guy is. But we know that talent only goes so far anymore in the NFL at that specific position. It's the actual inverse right now of the way we look at wide receivers, where people will point out like a guy like Lewis Lips had, what, averaged like 19 yards a catch multiple seasons, is a great Cajun cook. But like nobody looked at him that way back in the day. You say, oh, these guys today are all better at wide receiver. Well, it's a different ballgame. And the way running backs are viewed is different than they were viewed, and you know this, 25 years ago.
Craig, you were on the team of don't draft a running back in the first round. You didn't want Najee Harris. Has his play and the way he's looked and what Jerome Bettis is saying, has it changed your mind?
I changed my mind the second they drafted him because I thought, what can we do? What's done is done. I sort of got on board with the guy.
Wait a minute here. So if the team does it, you have to automatically support it and...
No. I mean, I was at that point willing to give him a chance. I didn't want to give a chance to taking a running back in the first round. But once it was done, what's done is done. So I left open the door that the pick is wasted. They should have gone somewhere else, but maybe this guy can be good.
Mm-hmm.
I am on board with the idea that this guy has the opportunity to be a very good running back. Hall of Fame level, like Jerome says, I'm not there yet.
I mean, he'd have to play here for, like, probably 7 or 8 great years, uniformly great years, and stay healthy, essentially, all those years to compile the kind of numbers that would get him to the Hall. Does anybody in this room, or that room, Craig, you, over somewhere near Europe, does anybody in these two rooms think he's going to be a Steeler in 7 years? I don't.
I don't want him to be.
My point exactly, because in your mind, you'll have already seen far past the best days of him.
I'm telling you, I think that if what we saw last week is going to be the normal, the usual output from Najee Harris, and he does this consistently over the next couple of years, fans are going to be, reveling in this pick. It was the right pick. Look at how good he is, and they will want the team to sign him to an extension.
He touched the ball 25 times last week. You have 17 game seasons now. That's 425 touches a year. And you are basically trying to envision something that won't happen. Because
what Tomlin's doing?
Statistically, he would be a complete outlier.
What is Tomlin doing? He's run him until the wheels fall off again.
Of course he is. That wasn't obvious to you? My God, the guy had 28 touches. He had 14 catches in that Cincinnati game where he was just getting pummeled. How many times have I said this already? Why is he touching the ball so much and not going down a little bit easier? He's getting lit up on most of these plays. I don't care. Like I think Kabali told us he looked like a grown man, obviously the best player at that position on the roster day one of camp.
Well, yeah, look who he's being compared to. Benny Snell football and Kalen Ballage.
I understand that. Football, pro football, chews up grown men and spits them out.
I agree.
Mike Tomlin is planning on getting at most 5 years out of Najee Harris. Thanks for the memories. See you later.
Five?
At most.
With the way he's running him into the ground now?
He's more like going to get 5 more weeks out of him. The way they're going.
And the guy's cramping up last week.
Well, they don't have humidity in Northern California.
Hmm. But they did at Alabama.
Where he said he had cramping problems.
Did the Steelers know about that?
They did. Mike Tomlin alluded to that.
Well, then why didn't they remedy or fix the cramping problems proper hydration?
I believe Mike Tomlin stressed the importance of hydration when he answered
this
question.
Well, that message didn't get through to Najee Harris because he was still cramping his ass off in Sunday's game.
No, he said this ex post facto here.
Oh, so they knew he had cramping problems, but they didn't want to...
Clearly, the trainer did not hydrate
him
well
enough. They kept that a secret until the first game he cramped out on?
They left the pickle juice at the team facility.
They can't get half the roster to stop pulling their groin. You think they're worried about hydration?
No, he's not worried about those soft tissue injuries, though. That's not enough of a pattern, Craig.
Yeah, he would need his entire roster to be out with a groin injury before Tomlin said, maybe we should rethink what we do
with
groins.
We're not going to live in our fears, though, right now about pulled groins.
We are here until 6 o'clock today. We've got a bunch to talk about. What's on Tap brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar, over 500 local beers. Today is a pick day for us. We pick games against the spread before any talk show in America. We get a head start. We get our picks out there. We get you to the betting window before anybody else. We have Gradkowski, Palazzolo, Bouchette. We have Rob Rossi next. Craig Riley, ladies and gentlemen, is living and dying with the Penguins. He is so into it now that the NHL is back on ESPN. He watched that game. He canceled the post-anniversary dinner romance with Rachel to watch the Penguins and Lightning. How about that kind of dedication from
a fan? We got dessert to go so we could get home. Said, pack it up. We got to get home.
Now, whose plan was that, yours or hers?
That was mine.
And when you canceled the post-dinner romance, she was just crushed, right?
I think she was already asleep.
Instead of spending quality time with your wife, you wanted to watch the third period of Penguins Lightning.
I needed to see what Brian Boyle was going to look like.
That's a fan right there, folks. That's the kind of person that the Penguins love having as a fan. That's the kind of guy that Doran Dickerson, who works for the Penguins, should make sure is in a suite for a game this year.
That's a great call.
All right, headline time.
Craig Riley suite, the Madagascar suite.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.